GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Wednesday, May 27, 2026. Worldwide lockdown incoming. Prepare. Pray. Judy Note, who is our real enemy? Founded in 1727, the Committee of 300 existed to rule the planet from the shadows, through blackmail, bloodlines and brute force. Trump and his global military alliance had been fighting for that freedom for a very long time. Early Tuesday morning, May 26, 2026, Trump posted on Truth Social, "I am mandatorily requesting that all countries immediately sign the Abraham Accords." He was talking Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt and Jordan and demanding that all of them sign a peace agreement including recognizing Israel, or no deal on the Iran war. Trump needed the Mideast countries to cooperate. He wasn't just fighting Iran. He was taking down the whole worldwide cabal to free peoples of the world. What we thought we knew, but didn't really know and now are supposed to know but don't have a clue. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, the CIA has been creating chemtrails and modifying weather since 1965, World History on Telegram. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Democrat operatives were convicted for faking signatures on Obama's presidential petition to be put on the ballot 3 years after the 2008 election. He should have never legally been president, or even on the ballot. JFK Awakening on Telegram. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Ohio AI Data Center Illegal Land Grab, Ohio Land Grab Exposed. Monday, May 25, 2026, The greatest financial and political shift in modern history is underway. The global currency reset has been released. Mass arrests have been happening for some time. Three more days. Be ready. Blackout. The world is connected, is watching. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Wednesday, May 27, 2026, banks begin the QFS transition. Patriots stock food, cash, water and essentials right away. On Wednesday night, Trump to drop an announcement that will shock the world. President Donald Trump, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Thursday, May 28, 2026, a 48-hour blackout countdown begins where banks will go dark for the next 10 days. Saturday, May 30, 2026, the 10 days of darkness begin. Starlink EBS exposes cabal crimes, fraud and CT by elites and Hollywood. Martial law locks down arrests worldwide. Monday 1 June 2026, the global currency reset and Nizara/Jazara laws will activate. Debt forgiveness frees all from slavery. Gold currencies bring prosperity to the people. Each individual will receive EBS message on cell phones, text and or email to notify how to set an appointment at an official redemption center to set up your personal wallet, formerly known as a bank account. You will be given a one-time secure code, instructions for wallet activation, confirmation of debt wipe status and access to your own sovereign fund dashboard. Wednesday, June 3, 2026, President Trump will tweet on X, formerly known as Twitter, where will he say, "My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless."
The EBS broadcast tribunals revealing the S.C. Khazarian Mafia.
Trump and White Hats crush the globalists completely. Mr. Pool 2.0 on Telegram. Saturday, June 6, 2026, Jazara Wealth Drops and Zim Redemptions Fund Humanitarian Projects Ending Cabal Poverty Schemes. Monday, June 8, 2026, MedBeds Activate Healing the Damages from Their Poisons. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Bruce, The Big Call, The Big Call Universe. New rates have been flashing on redemption center screens, meaning they are going up in value. The in-country rate for Iraqi dinar was rumored to be a little over $6. The Tier 4B rate, US, the internet group, would be higher. You can get an even higher contract rate on the dinar through exchanging at a redemption center, not a bank. Trump has announced that the restored republic is here via the global currency reset. One source said the Tier 4B green light would be on Thursday, May 28, 2026, with appointments as early as Friday, 29 May. Other sources say notification Thursday to Friday with appointments launching over the weekend. They want the ZIM holders in first, and to get MedBed treatment appointments at your exchange/redemption appointment. July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution and a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Israel is last. GNN, we heard this rumor 10 years ago. Over. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Trump, hours ago, posted on Truth Social, "I am mandatorily requesting that all countries immediately sign the Abraham Accords." Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, all of them, recognizing Israel, signing peace, or no deal. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Do you understand what you just witnessed? One man just told the entire Muslim world, "You will make peace with Israel." Not a suggestion. Not a request. A mandate. No president in history has ever done this. Not even close. They said it was impossible. They said the Middle East would never have peace. They said it would take generations, they laughed at him. He just did it in one Truth Social post. Iran, surrendering its nuclear program. Saudi Arabia, being told to recognize Israel. The Strait of Hormuz, reopening. American troops, coming home. In 1 week. And here's what they won't say on television, the Abraham Accords aren't just a peace deal. They're the fulfillment of a prophecy. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares. Isaiah 2:4. For 3,000 years, war in the Holy Land. Empires rose and fell trying to bring peace to Jerusalem. Rome couldn't. Britain couldn't. The UN couldn't. A 79-year-old man from Queens just did it from his phone. They shot at him Saturday. He posted peace on Monday. They tried to unalive the man bringing peace to the Holy Land. Read your Bible. You know exactly what that means. The man they call dictator just ordered peace. And the world is obeying. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, James O'Keefe just got results. The Skid Row election fraudster O'Keefe Media caught on hidden camera in Los Angeles has now pleaded guilty. DOJ charges carry a penalty of 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, $10,000 fine. Remember when the media claimed election fraud never happens and mocked anyone who questioned the system? Turns out undercover journalism succeeded where the fact-checkers failed. Arrests. Accountability. Consequences, safeguard on Telegram. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, you literally can't make this up. NBC News is now making videos debunking the tick conspiracy theory. They're consulting with the experts and have found there is no connection to the rise in ticks and Lyme disease right as Pfizer is about to release a vaccine. You literally don't hate the media enough. First off, the claims the why make in this video are easily debunked by literally just searching ticks on any social media platform. And they say Lyme disease is incredibly common. How many people do you know that have Lyme disease? Growing up, I never met anyone with it. But now, right before Pfizer's vaccine, states like North Carolina is seeing a 40% increase in tick-related Lyme disease in their ER. The timing is too perfect. Trump declares revelation on Telegram. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Dominion was not only remotely accessing our elections through built-in backdoors, they sent reps to precincts nationwide under the guise of trusted build maintenance to wipe data, covering up the stolen 2020 election. This is exactly why Tina Peters was targeted and imprisoned for preserving the original records before Dominion could delete them, which threatened the exposure of the stolen 2020 election, White Hats on Telegram. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Gitmo awaits, Operation Gold Rush exposes largest healthcare fraud scandal in U.S. history. Feds charge 324 doctors, nurses, and execs across 20-plus states in a staggering $14.6 billion scam. They used fake patient records and phantom prescriptions to fund mega mansions, private jets, and crypto. Trust is shattered. How deep does the system go? Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, Democrat operatives were convicted for faking signatures on Obama's presidential petition to be put on the ballot 3 years after the 2008 election. He should have never legally been president, or even on the ballot. JFK Awakening on Telegram. The Democrat operatives were from Indiana. They were charged and convicted, but they didn't just help Obama, they also used fake signatures to help Hillary Clinton get on the ballot. Obama did not have enough of the 500 signatures needed with 100 to 200 fraudulent signatures found by prosecutors to even qualify to be put on the ballot. These fake signatures weren't found until 3 years later, which would have completely changed the outcome in our history. Obama should not have won. Moving on to Kentucky, prosecutors stated that 20 public officials stole elections by buying votes, spending $400,000 to buy 8,000 votes over several elections. Massive fraud was also found in Philadelphia's 2008 and 2012 PA elections by illegal voting and tampering with voting machines, adding fake votes. They also found voting by non-registered individuals, voting divisions with more votes than voters, individuals voting more than once, voting by non-US citizens. Out.